So the Irish Garden Bird Survey, it's a survey that we promote on the programme every year. We know that Mooney Goes Wild listeners really take it to their hearts. It's a survey where we ask people from now and for the next 13 weeks to keep track of the different birds that come into their garden on a weekly basis and to tell us about them. And when we get this data in, it plays a huge role in letting us know what's happening with bird populations. Sometimes people might think a charity like Birdwatch Ireland, you know, surely is more interested in surveying the rare species rather than the common ones that come into our gardens. But the fact of it is, you can tell actually a lot more from the common bird species when you survey them over a long period of time. That's how we first notice the changes, for good or bad, in their populations. And when you have almost four decades worth of data built up, as we have with this survey, we can detect patterns we never would have otherwise. Some species are increasing, some have been decreasing. Sometimes that pattern has been almost imperceptible year on year. But when you look at it 40 years later, you realise that was the start of the trend. Things like the great spotted woodpecker coming into Ireland, the decline of the greenfinch, things like that. So it's a lot of fun to do. The way it runs is that we ask people not just to keep track of the different species that come to the garden, but the highest total that they see at any one time on a weekly basis. Now, I know that sounds a little bit complicated, but we have videos on our YouTube channel showing people how to do that. But basically what you do is you look into your garden. Let's say on Monday of a given week, you look into your garden and you see a blue tit at your peanut feeder. And then you come back in the afternoon of that Monday and you see two blue tits on your peanut feeder. The next day you come and you see only one in the morning, Tuesday morning, but in the afternoon there are three of them on it. And let's say you don't see any more for the rest of the week. Well, the highest number that you saw at any one time were the three that were together on the Tuesday afternoon. So you put three down on your form, or you type it into the electronic form, whichever suits you best. And then you do that for all the species, and then you repeat it the following week, do it for 13 weeks, or as many weeks as you can of those 13 weeks. Then that data goes back to us in Birdwatch Ireland, and it tells us a lot. And last year we had 1,638 gardens taking part, which was the highest.
Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
Well, it is a lot if you think, and that's households. If you think that, if you think of that being like thousands of people in those houses taking part, and it's from all 32 counties across Ireland. So it is a lot of people, a lot of people mobilised to do this. We'd like to smash it this year, though. We can do better than that. Come on. So Mooney Goes Wild listeners, do what you can, take part in the survey, and we'll make it a record year.
Details on the website, rte.ie/Mooney. Richard.
Yes, very interesting, Niall. I had a misnet up in the garden for years. I was caught the little birds. And an interesting thing about the blue tits, I used to think before I started catching them for ringing, I used to think that if you saw one and then you saw another an hour later, it was the same bird, and you thought there were very few. In fact, when you ring them, you discover there's a whole load of them passing through the garden. It was no indication of how things were at all, just to record the highest number. A very interesting thing. Gardens are a habitat now, a prime habitat for birds, the suburban garden, would you say?
Oh, they are, absolutely. They're refuges for all sorts of species. When you add up the acreage of the gardens in Ireland, and there's over 1.5 million private gardens, it's one of the biggest habitat blocks that we have in the whole country. And it's the only one, really, that people listening to this programme can actively manage and look after. So if we all do something for the birds and the other wildlife in our gardens, or around our apartments, or in our schools, around our offices, it can make a big difference when it all adds together. And I think that the fact that so many of these birds come to our gardens, particularly when they get cold weather, so if we get a very bad cold spell in the middle of the winter at some stage, which we will, I'm sure, we'll see that reflected in the survey. We'll see species turning up that wouldn't normally be there. We'll see often towards the end of the survey an influx of birds that weren't there in the first half of it. Birds like siskins will only ever come in the last few weeks of the survey, for example, whereas you'll have your robins, your blackbirds, your wrens, your blue tits throughout the whole period. The way that you described it there about the blue tits in your garden, Richard, that it's actually many different individuals coming through, that actually reveals something quite interesting about our survey. People often ask us, how many of these birds are there? How many robins are there? How many blue tits? We can't tell that from the survey. It's not designed to do that because we can't tell the individuals apart. The only way that you could do that was because you had rings on some of them, so you knew that there were different individuals, or indeed the same individual if you retrapped it. But what we can tell is the percentages of gardens that these birds are recorded in. So if we see a shift in that over the years, we know that something is changing to their population. So from that, we can extrapolate the health of that population, not just on a national level, but on a regional, provincial, or even county by county basis. And that data set of four decades, it's unmatched. We couldn't have done it without the generosity and the time of all the people who participated. Many thanks to all of those, if you're listening to us this evening. Please keep it up. It's invaluable, and it really helps us to look after those birds.
Well, they know where to go if they want to take part, and it's never too late. It runs for 13 weeks. Go to the website, get the information, and take part. It's simple.